I'm Brian McCreath. I'm in Lenox, Massachusetts with Juanjo Mena, who's back at Tanglewood with the BSO. Juanjo, it's so good to see you. We didn't see you last season at the Hall, so I'm really glad that you're back here at Tanglewood. Thanks for taking a few minutes to talk with me today.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here. You know, you have the best festival in the world in summer, no? And yes, it's 2 years to come here. It's a really pleasure for me to make music with BA, so it's wonderful.
And you're here for two concerts with the BSO, which is especially nice. And the two concerts are filled with music that that have some connection to Leonard Bernstein. Practically everything during this summer at Tanglewood has something to do with Leonard Bernstein, but you're not actually conducting Bernstein's music. It's more pieces that he himself conducted in various aspects. Before we get into those pieces, what is your own experience with Bernstein? I think you're of an age where you would have barely overlapped in time frame with his career before he passed away. But I don't know if you ever had a chance to meet him or see him live or anything like that. What was your experience of Bernstein as you were coming of age as a musician?
No, I didn't meet him. I was far away in my time when I was too young when he was in the last years. But always for me was a reference. First in the New York Didactics concerts, now was one of the more things that immediately you connect with this amazing man that can say things to translate you exactly what happened in the music to understand better things. No, I think it's my time when I was younger to discover this was a special man. No. And after this, always Bernstein is a reference because he was a wonderful composer also. I did several times a lot of pieces of him, Serenade, for example, or also Chiches of Psalms now in the May Festival in Cincinnati this year. And he's always a talent composer, no? But at the same time, I remember to enjoy a lot of times listening the recordings of the Mozart symphonies with him, no? And something special there was a very creative man, was an animal musician, what to say, something that is there, was inside all these ideas, all this life that he's in his music, you know?
And for the first concert you're conducting, the very first piece is one very closely associated with Bernstein for a couple of reasons. He conducted the American premiere, I'm sure as you know, of the opera Peter Grimes. Mm-hmm. And then these 4C interludes from Peter Grimes, the very last concert he ever conducted. So I wonder your own experience with the opera Peter Grimes, what that is and how that leads you into what you want to try to shape in these 4C interludes that are meant for concert. They are on one level pictures of the sea, almost like La Mer, but there's a lot more going on in Peter Grimes than that. So how do you approach that? That music.
Of course, this 4C interludes is a wonderful selection of Britten. He was an amazing composer too. I am very close to him because as a chief conductor of BBC Philharmonic, I must do all this music a lot, no? And I did several times with BBC Phil, and I understand a lot of things that the musicians told me also about the music, a lot of, you know, experience in the past about what to do with this music. And it's magic. It's very difficult at the same time. It's very demanding virtuosity of the musicians. And also it's complex to understand all these colors, all these scents that is there, than it's possible better understanding in the opera. But if you take this for individuals, it's not so easy to understand what is inside. No? But also I think the proportional of the four movements are amazing. What is the transition of the tensions, the transition of the relaxions. So I think it's a very wonderful work in one line. That is four pieces, but it's a wonderful one structure.
Okay, so it's like a mini story within the opera when you do these 4C interludes. When you say it's very difficult, I understand the virtuosity on the part of the musicians. And when I was a musician, I even played it once, which was kind of terrifying because the trumpet part is really, really hard.
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
One of these ones, yeah.
But is it also fairly difficult on a conducting level? Are there challenges for you specifically that you really have to be very prepared for and really have figured out?
Yeah, also technically it's very difficult for conductor, yeah. Especially only the beginning, the first movement is really, really, really complex to all these trills, with the accent in the grace notes before the beat. At the same time, this tension with the accents must be understanding with the tranquillo carattere that must be in the beginning. And all these chains of tempos, then is also very, very demanding, no? Of course, the last movement, and it's really, really virtuosity, fanatic, what to say, something that is a storm, and it's really wonderful to close the piece with this movement. No? I think it's very demanding, and also the point of view of the conductor is also very technically very demanding, too.
When we talk about demanding on a conducting level, I'm not a conductor, but it's always struck me that the Third Symphony by Brahms, among his four symphonies, looks from the outside like it's the hardest one to conduct. It's the hardest one to kind of, maybe this says more about me, but it harder to make sense of than the first, the second, or the fourth. Is that, do you share that opinion or that way of looking at it, or is there something about the third that you really plug into pretty easily?
Possible, it was the first symphony that I conducted of Brahms. I felt very, very familiar with the symphony. Okay. No?
Yeah.
But it's true. Possible, the more difficult movement is the first one. Then this is all this tension, then internary rhythm, and then also it mustn't be too fast. There's plenty of information inside. Yes, it's true. It's one of the more complex movements, I think. But I think it's more complex the point of view or the acknowledgement or the understanding possible the Second Symphony than not too many people conduct the Second Symphony. You know? All of us, I did also four, I did also first, but I need a little more time to do the second. And I think also the same is beauty in all the symphony. You know? It's for this I love the symphony. So all the balance also between the movements also is perfect. You know? The beauty of the second, calm movement, also the beautiful and expressive theme in the third movement, no? But that feel very easy to do it, but must be do it with a lot of elegance at the same time, no? And simplicity, as is written, a lot of things in the symphony, no? And of course, the last movement is one more time something to close the symphony with all the power and all the dramatic view, no?